After months of planning, the UW system will today begin admitting students into its new flexible option program. It's for working adults who never completed a degree but need one. They'll be able to apply what they've learned on their own rather than take classes. The Flex program will start in a few targeted careers, including nursing and IT. Ray Cross is chancellor of UW Colleges and Extensions and helped oversee the creation. He shared details of the program, including its component called Fit for Flex. It's not required, but can help prospective students determine if the program is for them.
Since typical programs online have such a poor continuation rate, we want to make sure that the student interested in the program can be successful. They don't have other challenges and they're working 80 hours a week. And is your lifestyle such that you can accommodate the work that's going to be required to do this? We just want to make sure they know that and are aware that something else may have to change in their life if they wish to be successful.
You mentioned that 500 or so, they've gone through the FIT program. How many others expressed an interest but found they weren't fit?
Well, we don't know, but we've had over 4,000 folks express an interest. We don't know how many will apply. We have done very little advertising at this point, and we're kind of taken back by all the interest. But we're going to limit the enrollment in the beginning to very small numbers, but we'll just keep adding every month as we become more comfortable with this approach, how it's working. We're going to have a number of problems, I suspect, and we want to make sure we can handle those quickly and deal with them with a minimal impact on students.
I know people can go online to learn the details of this, but do you pay at the onset, or do you pay when it's time to take your competency?
You pay in the beginning for a period of time. There are two pay models now. One is an all-you-can-learn model. You pay $2,250 for a three-month period. That means you get all kinds of academic support. You can do as much as you can physically or perhaps mentally handle. The second model is you can take the equivalent of a course, but it's really a competency cluster or a competency set, because there are many competencies or several within a course. So you take a set of competencies and you can pay $900 for that. We're working on a third pricing model, and that's an assessment-only model where there is no support on the other side. You just take the test.
What have been the biggest challenges in preparing this for rollout?
Well, there have been absolutely no challenges, Marge, as you can imagine. Don't I wish that was true? In reality, the challenges have been significant because we're virtually creating a whole new type of university. The fundamentals of a traditional university, courses, credits, semesters, do not apply in this model. This is self-paced. Every month you can start. You take competencies, not credits. What do you know? What can you do? How well do you know it? How well can you do it? The financial aid process is all based on credits, the current process. This process is based on competencies. How do you translate that and exchange that? So students who transfer in or who are transferring out can fit into those systems. That's been a huge challenge.
Where do you think this model is going?
There are a number of institutions monitoring our progress. A number of private colleges have already started some of this. We all believe this is the future of higher education. Doesn't mean it's going to replace the existing model. I mean that it has to serve the adult learner. That's our target audience. We have to find ways that best matches their ability to interact with higher education while they're working, taking care of families. In Wisconsin, there are in excess of 700,000 adults with some college but without a degree. All kinds of studies suggest Wisconsin needs to increase those numbers significantly.